Welcome to the podcast. I'm Larry Matthews. This is part two of our podcast with Dr. Jared Grantham about his book, Why I Think About Urine. Dr. Grantham is one of the world's leading researchers into polycystic kidney disease, a debilitating condition that is inherited and can cause lifelong pain and an early death. In part one, he discussed growing up in rural Kansas and how it shaped who he became. In part two, Dr. Grantham will explain polycystic kidney disease and efforts to treat it. Why did you become interested in polycystic kidney disease? Why that? Why not something else?
Well, let's go back to Johnson, Kansas, where I grew up. Shortly after I moved there, I met a young man who lived behind us. His name was Ronnie Wilkerson. We used to trade comic books, usually under the feet of our parent, or my mother's trying to fix dinner in the kitchen. We'd be down there on the floor, and they'd have to step around us as we were trading comic books. One day, Ronnie was kind of solemn, and he just sort of casually mentioned to me, he said, "You know, Jared, I've got cysts in my kidneys." Now, I was in the sixth grade. I had no idea what polycystic kidney disease was, and probably just sort of let it slide by and said something like, "Well, I'll trade you two Archies for a Superman," or something like that. And he went on and said, "Yeah, my mom has it. My grandma had it." And again, I just tucked that away in my memory without knowing what he was talking about until one day in football practice when we were in high school, we went into the gym after a hard practice to relieve ourselves at the latrine. And I looked down in the latrine, and there was bright red blood flowing down that latrine. And I looked over there. It was Ronnie. He was passing it. I said, "My goodness, what's going on?" He said, "Well, it's just those kidneys of mine. I've got cysts on them. And every now and then they bleed if I take a hit out there on football field. It'll go away, Jared. Don't worry about that." Well, that got my attention. I mean, that really stuck with me. Then I went on to medical school, and I learned what polycystic kidney disease was. And again, Ronnie and I maintained contact through all of this as friends. It wasn't until I was doing some research later on in life that I stumbled onto a phenomenon in my research that led me to think maybe I had an entree to how cysts form in the kidney and how they enlarge. So I started my research project on that, and it turns out that that lead was correct. I discovered an important way that fluid actually gets into these cysts in the kidney. Now, a polycystic kidney is kind of like a bunch of grapes. Think of a bunch of big grapes clustered together. The cysts are full of liquid. They're not full of pulp. They're full of liquid. And that liquid is pumped into them by the technique or by the mechanism that I actually discovered. So I began to study polycystic kidney disease, accumulate patients in my clinic with polycystic kidney disease, and started thinking more about it. And one day a reporter from the Kansas City Star wandered in my lab looking for a story. And so I told her about what I was doing in polycystic kidney disease, that it was a rare disorder, hereditary, and very, very few people in the world were even working on it. And thousands of people had the disease, and it was time somebody did something. So she said she'd write me a story. Eventually, it was published in the Kansas City Star, and it was seen by a businessman in Kansas City, Joe Brunning. And Joe had sold some buildings in Kansas City, had some money in his pocket, and together we decided to start a foundation specifically to find a cure for polycystic kidney disease. That was in 1982 when the foundation was formed. 2012, 30 years later, we've had the first therapy for polycystic kidney disease, all of which came out of those initial steps that began in Johnson, Kansas, with a young man telling me he had BKD.
So if someone listening to this thinks they may have that or what would be the symptoms? How would someone know they had this? And if they have it, what does that mean?
Well, ordinarily, because it is hereditary, So that if you have PKD, each of your children has a 50-50 chance of getting it. So it's a disease that usually isn't recognized until adults reach the age of 40 or 50. And the symptoms they'll have then are high blood pressure, they'll have bleeding into the urinary tract, pain in the kidney area, sometimes they'll pass kidney stone. Those are the usual symptoms that people have that call attention to the kidneys. But the cysts have been there since birth. They start very early, and then they just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and the kidneys actually enlarge in size progressively. Some people look as though they're 10 months pregnant when they have polycystic kidney disease later in life. And otherwise, other patients sometimes won't even know their kidneys are enlarged. So it's quite variable in this presentation.
So is there any test you can give to someone who's young? And if you did have such a test and they were identified, is there anything you could do about it?
Right now we know there's no specific medication to give to prevent the cyst. There's one that's close to being approved, but the FDA is still holding back on it. And if that drug was being used, it will slow the course. It won't cure it, but it'll slow it down. Now, there are a lot of drugs in the pipeline, in the research pipeline, that hold promise for slowing it down, particularly if they're given early in the disease, say in children. So that the answer to your question is nothing now, but there's something on the way. The pipeline is pretty full of drugs for consideration in this regard. Pretty exciting time for us. But there are some things that can be done that the physicians who work in this field strongly believe are helpful. And they involve, you know, healthy lifestyles and eating the right kinds of food and drinking a little extra water in the course of a day. Some simple things that if they were adopted very early in life could make a big difference in how this disease plays out over the long term.
So what would you say as the what percentage of the population would be affected by polycystic kidney disease?
It's not known for sure, but we think there are probably about 600,000 people in the United States who have PKD, and maybe a third know they have it. The rest don't know it yet. We think there are 10, 15 million people throughout the world who have PKD. It's an equal opportunity disorder, meaning all races, all continents, they have this disease. It's a fundamental misfire within your DNA. A mutation occurs in the DNA, and it doesn't matter whether you're black, white, yellow. It's the same disease in all of these individuals. So the answer to your question is maybe 1 in 1,000, 1 in 500 people.
So that person you were talking about, a middle-aged guy whose kidneys are enlarged, what can you do for that guy?
Middle-aged guys whose kidneys are enlarged, first thing I would do is get them on a diet that has modulated protein, salt, and lipids. All those have to be brought into register. Not stringent diet, not a stringent veg-an diet or anything like that, but just pulling back and not eating 5 Big Macs a week or something like that. I would make sure they increase their intake of fruits and vegetables. And I would be sure they're drinking upwards of 2 to 3 quarts of fluid a day, throughout the day. And not just water, not caffeine, coffee, or fruit drinks, or anything with sugar in it, just water. I'd also make sure their blood pressure is absolutely normal. And if I had to use drugs to do that, I would use certain kind of drugs that are called ACE inhibitors or ARBs. Those are the leading kind of medications for that. So paying attention to the blood pressure, paying attention to too much weight, too much salt, too much protein, and not enough vegetables and fruit in the diet. Those are the hallmarks of a good plan for somebody who has the disease.
We've been talking with Jared James Grantham, MD. He is the author of a wonderful book. It's called Why I Think About Urine. and a treatment for polycystic kidney disease. Jared, thank you very much.
My pleasure.